It's the 2nd of June, 1944, Melbrae reporting. Assault craft carrying American troops are arriving off Weymouth, Portland and Poole. They're believed to have come from embarkation points at Plymouth and Falmouth. They're designated to join the Americans based in Dorset in the D-Day invasion of the French coast. Despite poor conditions, sources say the men will not be allowed ashore. They'll stay aboard their transports until any order is given for them to go into action. The same applies to the crews of the American Coast Guard cutters moored at Poole. Gunner's mate Jack Campbell recalls the kindness he's been experiencing from the people of Poole.
The townspeople were more than helpful in every regard. The children would take our laundry home to their mums and receive a few shillings for their efforts. The pubs would save special spirits for our crews. The merchants were more than friendly. This came to a sudden halt when on June 1st all crews were sealed on the ships. No contact to shore whatsoever.
Meanwhile, in a first secret stage of the invasion operation, two midget submarines have been spotted leaving Portsmouth. They're being towed towards the French coast. The Navy is giving no details of their mission. One man is dead and dozens injured after an ammunition train exploded in East Anglia in the early hours of this morning. The blast was felt 20 miles away. The dead man is believed to have been the locomotive fireman. He'd been trying to unlink a blazing truck. The driver escaped with serious injuries. The explosion shattered windows throughout the Cambridgeshire town and also set fire to a gasometer. The local station master's house was split in two by the blast. It's the second disaster of its kind in East Anglia this week. On Monday, an ammunition dump blew up in Essex, causing serious damage to surrounding properties. A Dorset Regiment company commander has been killed while trying to rescue a soldier wounded during the protracted jungle battle taking place on the Burma-India frontier. The wounded man had been hit by machine gun fire as he approached a heavily defended Japanese dugout about 2 miles from the British base at Kohima. Company commander Captain Dave Davies managed to get to the man, but was killed as he knelt beside him. 17 other Dorset soldiers were wounded in today's action. The Japanese also sustained significant losses. Allied forces have cut the German army's main escape route from the south of Italy. American units are now controlling Highway 6 on the approach to Rome. The move came this morning as tanks and armoured cars rolled along the highway to attack enemy units around Valmontone, the pivot of the German defence line. Bitter street fighting is also taking place in the town of Velletri, within sight of Rome. And finally, the United States 1st Infantry Division is moving out of its headquarters at Blandford today. It's been based at Langton House since last November. The move is being made in preparation for D-Day. That's the news this hour on the 2nd of June, 1944. Next bulletin in an hour's time.